This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Brad Blagojevich could soon be walking out of jail, but today's commutation of the sentence of the ex-Illinois governor is being met with outrage in the state. The Democrats' trial and removal from office made him a poster child for corruption here. Blagojevich was convicted on 17 corruption-related counts and sentenced to 14 years in prison. But now he'll be getting out a lot sooner than that. WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney covered the Blagojevich saga. He's also the host of Public Official A, WBEZ's podcast about the scandal. Dave joins us now. And Dave, let's get right into the details of what happened today.
Well, Melba, shortly after lunchtime today, President Trump went before cameras at Andrews Air Force Base to announce that he had commuted Blagojevich's sentence. The White House cited Blagojevich's, quote, exemplary character as an inmate and said that he'd counseled inmates to, quote, believe in the justice system.
He served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with the sentence. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican. It was a prosecution by the same people, Comey, Fitzpatrick, the same group.
There, the president's referring to the former FBI director, James Comey, and also misidentifying the former U.S. attorney in Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald, who was Comey's lawyer. Clearly, the president still holds some animus against them for their role in the Russia investigation into Trump's campaign.
So to be clear, Dave, today Blagojevich received a commutation, but that's different from a full pardon.
Yeah, that's right. A pardon would have wiped away Blagojevich's criminal convictions entirely. A commutation means that his convictions stand, but he gets to leave prison early.
Now, today is far from the first time the president has publicly flirted with commuting Blagojevich, but he never actually did it before today. Do we know what changed?
Well, not yet. Today's move was part of a string of pardons and commutations that Trump handed out that all seemed to take aim at the country's criminal justice system. His attacks against the Department of Justice have only intensified since he was acquitted in his Senate impeachment trial. You know, Trump started talking about Blagojevich all the way back in 2010. That's when he did an interview with Howard Stern and called Blagojevich, quote, a fighter. And since becoming president, Trump has floated commutation multiple times, but backed down when Republicans here started complaining. But, I mean, give credit to Patty Blagojevich, Illinois' former first lady. She appeared on Fox News repeatedly, knowing that it was the president's preferred news source, and she talked about how unfairly she thought Rod's prison sentence was. And today, the very first thing that Trump said was how he watched Patty on television.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, a lot of people remember the Blagojevich scandal because he tried to sell off former President Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat for campaign money, but he was convicted of much more than that, wasn't he?
Well, that's right, Melba. I mean, the other more troubling things that Blagojevich was convicted of included several shakedowns for campaign contributions, including the former head of Children's Memorial Hospital here in Chicago and a racetrack owner. He also was convicted of lying to the FBI and trying to extort a labor union for a high-paying job. But the reason we all remember that selling the Senate seat issue, of course, is now that infamous wiretap of Blagojevich talking about the scheme in pretty profane terms.
I've got this thing, and it's golden. And I'm just not giving it up for nothing. I'm not going to do it. And I can always parachute use it, and I can parachute me there.
I mean, the conviction for trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat was overturned during his appeals, but ultimately the sentence that former federal judge James Zagel handed down wasn't reduced.
The president focused on the length of Blagojevich's sentence at 14 years as one of the reasons for the commutation. Is a corruption sentence like that extraordinary?
Well, it is during my time of watching this, but Judge Zagel seemed to want to send a message to Blagojevich and other public office holders during his 2011 sentencing hearing. That's when Zagel, the former federal judge, gave Blagojevich a scolding. He said, quote, when it is the governor who goes bad, the fabric of Illinois is torn and disfigured and not easily or quickly repaired. You did that damage. Now, remember that we were coming out of the George Ryan scandal, and we had just sent a governor to prison. Ryan got a 6.5-year sentence as a result of a political fundraising scandal that was linked to the deaths of 6 children. You know, Ryan never got the kind of presidential relief that Blagojevich did today.
And here in Illinois, there was pretty quick bipartisan outrage today over Trump's decision to commute Blagojevich's sentence. What are we hearing today?
Well, the Department of Justice lawyers who prosecuted Blagojevich, including Patrick Fitzgerald, released a statement saying that while the president has a right to commute sentences, quote, Mr. Blagojevich remains a felon, convicted of multiple serious acts of corruption as governor. And we're hearing from politicians on both sides of the aisle as well. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker went after the president, saying he, quote, abused his pardon power in inexplicable ways to reward his friends and condone corruption. Republicans, they didn't miss out on this either. They teed off. The GOP congressional delegation called Blagojevich, quote, the face of public corruption in Illinois. And House Republican leader Jim Durkin, he was the ranking Republican on the House panel that launched impeachment hearings. He suggested that other prisoners who didn't have Blagojevich's personal ties to Trump, they were on Blagojevich was on Trump's reality TV series, they would never get this kind of treatment.
But they're never going to see the light of day or any type of relief from this president. It's just because of the celebrity of Rob Blagojevich, in which he's getting this this type of relief. And I think it's wrong, and it sends a bad message to people in this country that, you know what, you don't exactly have to pay your debt to society.
You know, Durkin ended his remarks by saying that based on this move today, President Trump apparently isn't too concerned about winning Illinois in November's elections.
Sure. And briefly, Dave, what happens next?
Well, first off, we don't know when Rod Blagojevich is actually going to walk out of prison or where he'll go. The Federal Bureau of Prisons wouldn't tell us today. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Patty and eventually Rod popping up on the president's cable channel of choice, Fox News, to convey thanks and to talk about this experience. And I also wouldn't rule out seeing Rod try to monetize this situation with another book deal or a paid radio gig or maybe a politics podcast of some sort. And one other thing to remember, when Blagojevich was convicted at his impeachment trial, he was barred from holding any state office. But that doesn't extend to the U.S. House or Senate. So could another stab at politics be out there for him? I mean, who knows? Stay tuned.
All right. Thanks very much. That's WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. He's also the host of Public Official A, WBEZ's podcast about the Blagojevich scandal. You want to check that out. You're listening to WBEZ.